It is 10 a.m. and I will call to order the regularly scheduled Board of Supervisors meeting for Story County for January 22nd, 2013, and would ask that everybody in attendance please join the board in honoring America with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First order of business is special recognition of a gentleman who has provided great service to Story County Planning and Zoning Commission. Has attended, let's see, over 33 meetings and had 81 development review cases considered with recommendations coming forward. Leanne, I'd ask you to come forward as well as we honor Nick Murfield and his service to Story County. Nick, come on up, please.
And while Nick's making his way up here, I just have a couple of things I want to say for the benefit of the board, Nick, and the audience as well. And this is speaking on behalf of our staff. We really have appreciated how you, Nick, have brought very strong analytical skills and then balanced that with common sense. A lot of that is your training as an engineer, but then as just living in Story County and having a good, solid understanding of expectations of the public that you all appointed him to represent. He attended the meetings very well prepared. That was very, very obvious, and the staff really appreciated that. And a lot of those 80-plus cases were very complex and complicated, as you well know, because you did see some of them as well. He asked the right questions and helped to educate the other co-commission members and the public and the applicant and staff, too. So I think the board has something for you, Nick, and I have really appreciated it. I know I get to see Nick a lot from here on out. Even though he's not going to be on the Planning and Zoning Commission, we have children that will be in activities together. So I get the pleasure.
And Pauly lives close to you.
He's up there in God's country, east of Nevada.
Hey, come on up. We do have something for you.
I'm going to take your picture. And I'll send it to Heidi, too. Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is public comment number one. This is the comment period for public to address any item on today's agenda that they'd like to bring to the board's attention before we discuss it. Anyone? Seeing no one immediately moving to the microphone, we'll move on to consideration of minutes. And this is for the January 15th minutes.
Move approval.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none. Toot.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Consideration of personnel actions. All items listed.
Move approval.
Second.
Toot. Clinton?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Passes. Consent agenda. Again, we have everything listed.
Move approval of consent agenda as noted.
Second.
Clinton?
Aye.
Toot?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Passes. Public hearing items. Consideration of Resolution 1347, a resolution repealing Resolution 1329 and approving conveyance of certain real estate to Lincoln Township. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Well, this is pretty straightforward. We did a resolution a few months ago that we recognized we need to do this housekeeping measure with. We did not have that appropriately published for public hearing. We had it on additional items in your agenda and was taken action in that category. So in any disposal of county land, we need to do public hearing. Since we didn't then, we're cleaning that up now with this housekeeping and asking for your reconsideration of approval to sell 0.32 acres to the Lincoln Township trustees just north of the city of Zeering, and it would be used for cemetery expansion.
Any questions for Mike before we open the public hearing?
No. As I said, this, again, has been something that the board has fully endorsed and had considerable discussion, and as Mike said, it had more to do a technical mix-up as far as the notification process, so feel very good about the process.
Just make sure we're doing things the right way. So with that, I will open the public hearing and ask if there's anyone who would like to speak to this resolution. Seeing no one, I will close the public hearing and ask board, what's your pleasure?
Move approval of the resolution to repealing resolution 1329 and approving the conveyance of certain real estate to Lincoln Township.
Second. Moved by Clinton, seconded by Toot. Further discussion? Hearing none. Clinton?
Aye.
Toot?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Resolution 1347 passes, repealing resolution 1329. Additional items. Discussion and consideration of personnel action forms. Paul.
Shelly and I are kind of going to hit this together. We had a conversation Friday afternoon. We typically, or Shelly typically has the agenda ready to be published by noon on Friday. In order to get that done, she's asked that there be a courtesy deadline for her of 3 o'clock the Thursday prior, so the day before at 3, so she can get items on the agenda and get it posted by noon on Friday. And we work on what we call a tentative agenda up until 10 o'clock Monday morning. Our meeting starts at 10 on Tuesdays, and by law we have to have our agenda published 24 hours prior. So that would put you at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. I think what Shelley wants to do is when she publishes the agenda initially on Friday, not to have the personnel actions listed, because those typically get brought in Thursday afternoon and during the day Friday by other departments. And she would put out an addendum on Monday by 10 o'clock, and that addendum would list the personnel items. So it's
more housekeeping and clerical, right, and giving her time to make sure that we have all the necessary documentation. And if it's personnel, one of the things is that Alyssa, HR, or someone in our office reviews that and then okays it before it actually comes to us. So I think the change certainly allows us to have the administrative oversight that we're trying to instill convey with the 24-hour notification.
Well, and as I recall, prior to this board, it was simply listed as consideration of personnel actions without spelling out precisely what was being approved. So this, to me, Paul, sounds like something where we're still complying with the law. I think we're meeting all precedent that previous boards have set in getting everything out there, and we're still making it where it's actually a doable task by Shelley.
I think there's a problem. Once it's more difficult to add things to that list once you've already got it published in your Civic Plus, which is our website.
Right. The website makes it more difficult to pull something out, add stuff to it, and then put it back on.
These are just to put it on the first time.
Right.
We need to take action on this.
It does say the consideration, and it is a change. So,
what do we need to do for documentation?
It's more of administrative, so I don't really know we do need to. But if you, that's why we got.
There's no official action required, and I agree with your analysis of meeting the legal principles. So it's really kind of a best practices for the board.
Yeah.
Just so the public knows that when this gets published on Friday at noon, there won't be any specific names listed under personnel actions, but that will be on with an addendum on Monday morning by 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So, Shelley, you're receiving that direction from the board. Okay. Moving on, no agency reports, no departmental reports, liaison assignments, and committee meeting updates.
Just briefly this morning, I met with Gayla. As we all are aware, she is winding out her tenure of over 35-plus years with the county, and we'll be holding a celebration to honor her this coming Friday from 3 to 6 p.m., but she just wanted to touch base with me as the liaison to our community life program. And our, a lot of the discussion centered around the evaluations of employees and the new format that our HR is asking department heads to go through. As we move through this, I think I've suggested that they communicate with Alyssa on challenges that they see as they're going through it. And I think the timing for them this year was that it was a last-minute type of situation where they did have to put in considerable, you know, 3 or 4 hours in going through this. And so it was somewhat labor-intensive. And I explained that it doesn't have to be that way once things are tied to performance measures that the new format is designed to do. And hopefully, over time, this process should be reduced quite a bit. So I did share that with Alyssa this morning, and I'm sure she will communicate with other department heads regarding the evaluation instrument that is available. So that's what most of our time was spent on. And then just briefly just talked about a meeting that she will be having with you, Ron, Deb, and Arlie Ball, others coming up on the 31st, and we talked a little bit about some of the things that she started primarily so that I had a little institutional history about when we closed down the care facility and then moved into the group homes, and how when they originally started this, that it was, they had clients in settings all over the city of Ames until the homes were up and running. And I think we were the first county to actually start a program with supportive employment. And so it was interesting to hear her talk about that. And she says, by all means, it was called Project Ames back at that time. So I've heard that topic used more than once, that initiatives that are now resurfacing in Ames sometimes has the title of Project Ames or something of that nature. So it was just an opportunity for her to wind down her last official meeting, even though next month she does have some vested leave and other things, and so she won't officially be off the books until March 1st. But she just wanted to know when, just to notify us again that we need to move forward with the interim appointment process, and did we want to wait until March 1st, but knowing full well she's not going to be around, or could that be expedited? And I said that I would talk to you and to Jessica to determine, and Alyssa, when would be the most appropriate for us to have an interim named so that we could move forward. So with that, that was the gist of the conversation, and I think this afternoon Luke Jennett from is scheduled to interview her, and I hope he's ready for a long, lengthy interview, because she can just talk as long as I can. Luke.
Nobody can talk as long as you can.
So we appreciate you having that interview for a great employee. So that's about
outstanding. Paul, anything? Just that we've got the Ames Assessor Conference Board tonight. Wayne, I believe you and I will be attending. I think you're speaking to Kiwanis tonight. Is that right?
Rolling Kiwanis tonight.
Outstanding. Other reports. Update from CFR on the state audit. And we welcome the Board President Jim Gill and Interim Director Michelle De La Riva. And anybody else who wants to join them. We can find more chairs if you guys want to come up.
We know there's one talkative guy in that group over there. He tries to outdo me.
Thank you. I've got one. But, yeah, if... Yep. Thank you.
That'd be me.
Yep. Great.
Oh, you sit there.
I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, for allowing us a few minutes of your time. This is a review of our audit we had done, and we'll turn most of the questions over to Michelle or to Clark, but if you have questions about it.
Yeah, I would just say I'm appreciative. You know, this is something that we asked the state to come in and take a look at, and I thought your responses – to their findings. It was really, really helpful, and it's encouraging to me to know that some of these items have been addressed, and we look forward to CFR continuing the longstanding work they've been doing. Yeah. If there's anything, Michelle, if there's any of this you want to go through, please feel free.
I think for the record, probably wouldn't be bad if you could just maybe touch on just a couple of the thoughts here, because I think there's been a lot of discussion or things written about over the past year about the audit and how things have progressed and so forth. So this is a good time for you to kind of shine on a lot of the positive things that you felt has come about as a result of this. Okay.
I'm going to, not to speak for Michelle, but I guess what I want to, say that one of the greatest positive things that has come out of the audit, I believe, is that we have had management change and directional change at CFR. And, you know, all of the other things in here that they've addressed, yes, they've addressed those, but the most significant thing is that we've identified and done something about issues that the audit helped identify. And so with that, we look forward to working with Story County and providing services through CFR, which we believe it's our mission to continue to improve our service and our service delivery. And we look forward to feedback from you folks and the people that we're working with here on how we can make our deliveries and services better.
Thank you. My question would be, has this been provided to our asset board?
The state audit results, this particular one has not gotten an asset at this point, but it shall. What I was thinking is, since the Board of Supervisors were the ones that had directed us in having this audit completed, that you would be the one that we would report to first.
Thank you very much for that. I would encourage it to be shared with that. And in fact, asset meets tomorrow night.
Yes.
Tomorrow night,
right.
I would encourage something to be provided to Deb so that it can be part of the discussions for tomorrow night with the full all asset funders. I just think it'd be helpful.
Do you want us to attend that meeting?
Well, I don't think that I have.
Or did you want to
how is the structure of that? It's an open meeting, and it would probably be just a good opportunity because I think you have met and given your first preliminary report or information that is needed. And in case there are some additional questions, I think a lot of times the asset panel goes through this, but the funders oftentimes are not able to hear that, and this would be an opportunity for all of them to acknowledge where you are in the process. So I think it would be not only this, but anything that you would have to offer as we look to the future and how we can continue to provide the services that you've been doing in the past. I think it would be important.
Hey, and looking at the audit, there were several areas that the auditor had some questions regarding. One was the bonuses and gift cards. We did see that providing the gift cards was not something that they thought was a customary type of activity, so we are no longer going to be doing the bonuses or gift cards, and if we do some sort of recognition, that we're going to do that through our payroll system so that it is taxed. There was a question about some checks. Every year, our outreach program had asked for donations to have a Christmas party. So we did have to go back and kind of look at where the donations came from and then what money was spent, and we've outlined that there, that we did have a tracking of what was actually donated. It talked about that Dr. Dodd's assistant, who happens to be Mary Ann Dodd, did not have a current contract for her services, and so we do have a contract with her now that has been signed and implemented. They had asked specifically about the physician fees, and there were several factors that really go into how much you're going to pay your psychiatrist. Dr. Dodd has probably 40 to 50 years of experience So thus, he is our highest paid physician, and he's well worth it. He's stayed with our agency for a very long time, and we really appreciate those things that he does for us. There were some CFR expenses that were questioned. One was agency vehicles, and our board has continued to want to work or continue to provide those agency vehicles for the executive team as we travel between Fort Dodge and Ames on a regular basis, and it was less expensive for us to do the agency vehicles. We are looking into a policy where that there'll be a fee assessed for those who are driving those vehicles, and that will go on to our actual salaries. We had a purchase through Splash Graphics, which was during the 2010 flood. What we had done at that time was provided water, you know, went out to the community. So we certainly had a large expense. We also had bought T-shirts to identify ourselves so that people did not feel frightened to have strangers coming and offering assistance. And we wanted to make sure that we were credible, and because at that time there was a lot of fear. The rest of it talks about the due to, due from account, and it did end up balancing, and that was correct. Also talks about our $1 coins. We made the error of calling them gold coins. They are not gold coins. They are $1 coins that happen to be gold. You can also buy silver ones. And we, our board has decided that that is a tradition that we have done for years at CFR, and we shall continue to provide the $1 coins, $10 if you are a full-time employee at your birthday, and $5 if you're a part-time employee. And that also comes with a personal card from the director wishing you well. Talked a little bit about billing and our software system. We had some billing issues because we were using an old system called MedManager. I don't know a lot about that other than it's very old and it wasn't very reliable. Once we've moved to Anasazi, our billing system has improved greatly, so we're hoping to decrease the number of errors at that time. So, are there any other specific questions about our audit?
It looked to me as I went through and you know, went through the state auditor's findings that you guys have gone through and addressed every one of the topics, and I'm really appreciative of that. Clark and Jim, I tell you how much I appreciate the board really weighing in on this and trying to deal with some of the concerns that and I'll just speak for me, that I know I had over what was going on. So I appreciate you guys being here today. And I believe the next step, since our funding comes based on recommendations from ASSET, the next step for you guys now as it relates to Story County is to present to ASSET and just see where we end up on their recommendations. And Wayne, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That was the part that I wanted to just have her recognize that the current contract for the substance abuse portion, of course, is currently not in force at this particular time. And so we want to make sure that all the steps that are needed through the ASSET process has been addressed so that as a board we can make a decision that is going to be in the best interest of everyone. Our number one goal, obviously, is the providing the services that are needed and having someone, hopefully locally, that know the program, know the clients, and know those who are administering the program to be able to provide the quality of service that we've all been accustomed to. But we know that sometimes when change takes place, there's a transition period where new management or new directions come into play, and we just want to dot the I's and cross the T's so that everybody's on the same page, and then we can move forward. So I do understand that the current contract, you're in your second year of a three-year contract with the state, is that correct?
We're in the third year of a five-year.
Okay, and so you're basically the designated area, and is that involved? How many counties? Just two?
The contract for Iowa Department of Public Health actually is for all of our counties.
All of our catchment area or whatever you call it. Okay. Okay. Good. I just didn't know. I didn't know if Deb had anything to add to that as our county CPC at this point in time, but I think this would be just, as Rick said, we'll be waiting to hear back from Asset, our panelists, in terms of recommendations for
Paul. Anything? No, I just want to say appreciate you all being here today and for the explanations that you've offered.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Before we leave, I'd like to make a point. Clark Fletcher is a Webster County Supervisor. I am a retired Webster County Supervisor. Most of our board is made up of supervisors from each one of the county, except you guys. We would like to have one of you guys come and join our board. I know you're busy, but we meet once a month, and it always has supper involved. So,
when do you meet? What day?
It's usually the fourth Thursday of the month. And we would love to have one of you represented on our board.
Who do we have from Story County right now? I know who we used to have.
Harvey.
But Harvey. You're allowed three, I think, aren't you?
Right. So we would not be kicking Harvey out of his spot. So
okay. Yeah, I wanted to make sure of that. And,
right.
And we used to have Johnny Hammond, and she's left the board.
Yes.
Did we have a third, or were those the only two that we had?
Where are the meetings held? And
typically, we hold them in our Webster City office because we have people coming from all areas. So that's kind of our central location.
Jim, would you mind sending me or us a letter just requesting that one of us, just requesting that one of us, and then we'll put it on the next agenda.
I know how busy the supervisors are, especially at night. If there's someone else within the county that you'd like to send to represent you, we appreciate that.
Great. Yeah. I think that would be the process. Yeah. We'll look forward to it.
Outstanding. Well, thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you.
Public forum number two. This is the area on our agenda that allows comments from the public on items that are not on this agenda. The board may not take any action due to the requirements of open meetings, but we may do so in the future. Is anybody who would like to address the board on another topic? Seeing no one, immediately moving to the microphone. Announcements from the supervisors.
Well, other than I'll be gone from tomorrow until Monday.
Have fun. Wayne?
Just to briefly acknowledge, yesterday was a very special day for me. I started off with my normal coffee group in the morning, and then I went to Fort Des Moines Museum for the statewide celebration in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Heard the governor and lieutenant governor. They sat through the entire meeting. They had some excellent comments and addresses regarding the significance of the day and the reach out to Iowans to engage in service for others, which I thought was extremely very appropriate. And then last evening I had a chance and honor to MC the citywide MLK celebration at Ames Middle School. That was we had the largest turnout that I can recall in many years, and that program went well. And for the record, I want you to know I started it on time and I ended it 2 minutes after the deadline. So I thought that I had accomplished.
But the deadline was 7.5 hours.
Oh, no, it was that many. But it was a wonderful day. And then tomorrow and Thursday, the Iowa Association of Counties, a new officer school for incoming supervisors, will be held at the Meadows in Des Moines. And I will be there both of those days as part of the programs that we will be offering to our new supervisors. And we will have several representatives from Story County that will be part of panels and will be presenting some information as well. So,
and good. Thank you, Wayne. Motion to adjourn.
So move.
No, you.
So made. Move. Move.
Wayne
move
made
adjournment.
I'll move second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Okay.